Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late great godfather of soul, the legendary James Brown, bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Joel Barker, the renowned futurist, author of 5 Reasons of the Future, author of Future Edge, author of Paradigms of Business of Discovering the Future. If you don't buy another book this year, buy that book, folks. Is it still in print, isn't it, Joel?
Yeah, it is.
It's amazing. It'll and watch the video. The video is fun too. He's a great filmmaker, folks. I should say film, not video. He's a great filmmaker. Go to joelbarker.com and find out more about him. Also go to
starthrowers.com
and find his films.
And they can get a preview, a preview of it if they want to.
There you go. So, Joel, did you know, Joel, that the older you get, you start losing your regular taste buds on your tongue. Do you know that in your mouth?
I didn't know that.
Did you know that the taste buds that you do not lose are the ones for sweet things?
For sweets.
How about that?
That sounds right.
That's one of God's little mercies, right? You might not want to eat anymore, but you still want your ice cream, right?
So I
had to throw that in there because of this next report.
Yeah, this is
sugar.
Very interesting. Yep. I put this in because this is an example of how things resonate through our future. And it's a story about a woman who was doing research on nutrition and trying to follow up on some stuff about sugar and accidentally found a dusty box of records in a closed sugar company in Colorado that had all this secret research that had never been released on sugar. And it turns out that in the 1960s, so now we're actually going to do history and show how something in history affected our lives today. The sugar industry and the meat industry were, in a sense, both being looked at very seriously for potential heart disease problems. The sugar industry hired 2 guys from Harvard, very well-respected scientists, to look at the research and asked them to conclude, as is reflected in the letters that she found in the box, that it would be the cholesterol and the fats that would be the problem for the heart, and that sugar should be said basically no problem. In fact, the research showed that sugar should have been explored at least as vigorously as the fats for their causes of heart disease, but because of that authoritative critique paid for secretly by the sugar industry, sugar got off. End result is, and this is how it works, because of the focus, the researchers said, okay, well, we don't have to worry about sugar, so we will focus on this, and for the next how many years, Jim?
Decades.
Yeah. The research has looked at cholesterol, and by the way, recently, what has been the conclusion about fats and butter and cholesterol?
It's not that bad.
Not hardly bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not even the cause.
Mm-hmm.
What we're looking at here is potentially that the sugar industry deflected that research because of their very clever move to get people to focus on something other than their own stuff. Now, the most recent research, by the way, which is cited in the article from Science News, said that current studies estimate that diets high in sugar carry 3 times higher the risk of death from cardiovascular disease than
diet. Obesity. I mean, my goodness.
Yes.
Look how much sugar. Sugar's in almost everything we eat that's processed.
And it has been increased during those decades.
When we say sugar, it might not be granular sugar. It might not be cane sugar.
That's right.
But it'd be some kind of corn syrup or something like that. It's in almost everything. I mean, a hot dog or whatever, it's got sugar in it. Cereal,
exactly.
You
right.
name it, it's got sugar in it, and we
not,
become
not
we become addicted
the pure stuff
to it.
That we eat.
we become addicted to it. And I'll tell you something, folks. All you got to do is travel to Europe, and compare the profiles, compare the countenances of people in other countries, Europe, South America, I don't care where you go, and you don't see obese people all over the place or rotund people, and I'm starting to get a little closer to my own situation here. I'm retaining pie, Joel. You don't see people like that in those countries because everywhere they turn is not an opportunity to put sugar in your mouth.
And you know, one of the things you don't see is jumbo Butterfingers and jumbo Snickers and jumbo.
That's what I said. There's not a convenience store on every corner.
Yeah. What will be interesting about this article is she found that there were 226 other research projects done by the sugar industry, all of which have never been released. And so the beginning of probably a very surprising set of research, which will move our research to sugar.
Maybe we can turn things around. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.